Hello, welcome to Sprucecast. I'm Divine Dominion and my voice brings to you words and thoughts that can refresh, refire, and reposition you. On today's episode, as always, I'd like to share with you something I've considered important. I'd like you to stay with me as we go through this for the next few minutes. There are many things you may not know, but definitely not difficulty or difficulties. To get to this stage of life where you can be listening to me on Sprucecast says one thing among many other things. It says you've lived some times on this planet enough to have known by experience what difficulties are. You must have felt it and even at some point confessed certain things to be difficult. I have personally thought to myself sometimes, does it have to always be difficult at some point? Okay, so I put it to you that you must have observed by experience that most of what is what you're doing comes with some difficulty in doing. There is no denying that from the very moment any human opens his or her eyes to the world at birth, he or she takes on all the other stages of growth with difficulty. At any point where anybody decides to stay away from difficulty or begins to avoid difficult stuffs, that is sometimes where mediocrity begins to clap in on that person. As hard as it might be to admit, it is only truth to know that difficulties have their use. Yeah, difficulties have their use. Its mission is not to weaken the heart, sit on success, or any other noble cause, as it looks. No. They are discipline and the tool for making that man or woman who wants to be a success the particular kind of person he or she has to become to get what ought to be done. The thing is, all difficulties come to us like the lion which met the biblical Samson. The first time we encounter them, they roar so fiercely, but once subdued, we find in them a nest of honey, just like the biblical Samson did. The thing is, there are levels to difficulties. Some seem less and others seem more. But whichever one it may be, they all have the same purpose, which is, I believe, to call out the higher place in us. That's the truth. To learn how to stand unfettered before difficulties is the way to the next levels of both your personal and public success. What I mean is that if you can learn to stand tall in the face of seeming difficulties, then you're going to really get to the Canaan land that you foresee for yourself, really. If you take some time to think about it now, you will recall lots of people who you've either known or heard of who had glorious lives or have glorious lives currently on this side of life, even in the midst of perceived great difficulties. You've heard of men without physical sight, men who were born blind or who become blind at some point in life, who have still outdone men with sight in very fair skills and much more. Like they've achieved more than a lot of persons who seem to have sight. You see persons who seem to be disadvantaged or go through one difficulty or the other in an area do remarkable things in those areas still. You see, what I'm saying to you today is that difficulty is only a call on your inner powers and efforts, and that's how I want you to see it. There is a way the average person sees difficulties, and there is a way the mind that is headed for success sees difficulties. The first sees it as a crushing stone, while the second sees it as stepping stones. Now, I want you who is listening to me to be the second. I don't want you to view difficulties as crushing stones, but rather as stepping stones. Listen, on this side of life, difficult is the way to wherever is worth going. Just think about it. Sincerely speaking, difficult things are the only things that are really worth the doing. As you journey through this side of life, I need you to keep in mind what I've said difficulties are for. And so, when you are face to face with any difficulty, I'd like you to give it a big smile and just call on your inner power to work. That's how it starts to. I said, that's how it starts to. And you're one. So, be a star that you are. Till I speak to you again, I wish you all the best.